17th day of Ramadan, 1,443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 18th day of April, 2,022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Studies Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from 31st ayah of Surah Yasin. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Abdullah Al-Kane will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يروا كما أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره والكار الأزيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ألم يروا كما أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. الله تبارك وتعالى has taken us to this place now. He is asking them, this people, Alam Yaro, these people of Mecca, Alam Yaro, Kamalakna, Kablamun al Kuruni, don't they see how many a people, a nation, we have perished in centuries past, and that these nations never came back to them again? If we look at this surah from beginning, Yasmin, وَالْقُرْآنَ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ up to إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَٰنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. This preface of the surah is what was explained from Hazrat Ibrahim Muslim when Allah asked the Prophet Muhammad that he should give us a powerful example of a past set of prophets or messengers of Nabi Isa. So, and at the end, just like Allah said there, Inna ma tuzul ladina manita ba zikra wa shara ma namu kefu bashir makfaratin wa ajrin kareem. At the end, said, Qila dukhulul janna, qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamuna. Just the same thing. Allah forgive him and Allah made him to be among the dignified people. The whole of the example itself that we said signifies the heart of Yasin itself. Like Sheikh Lima himself has said in one of his prayers, Allah made Yasin to become the Quran and made Qila dukhulul jannata ya layta qawmi ya'lamuna. As the heart of Yasin. Here, what will take a human being to receive punishment just from statements of the mouth and refusing to back up is the heart. Because these two messengers that were sent that went into prison, and the third one, that the king labeled with three heinous crimes. What are the three heinous crimes that they were labeled against them? Ma antum wa illa basharun mithluna. This is one.
يعليه من دون وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء دي مسكوان دي رمال الله دي مسكوان الله دي نصن أني مسكت إن أنتم إلا تكذبون and the third one is that people you are liars it's very important for us to note that always this thing is what is going on people see a very important person that Allah has sent that himself is the history of himself he serves as an example of himself and you look at him as an ordinary person like yourself when they do that it becomes a problem the next thing is not to see that messages are being sent to you by Allah in this case Allah will send it in such a way that it comes out of mercy because you don't see that the message is from Ar-Rahman you say the message, no message was sent to you and at the end you say people are telling lies that's why because they saw these people as liars they said they are an evil omen to them inna tatayyarna lakum you see you are evil omen anything that bad that happens as of today you cause it ordinary men like you said Allah sent you ordinary men like you are telling us lies look at our position at the end this man that ordinarily if he stays where he is and decides to practice his religion nothing will happen to him but when he heard that the messengers that made him to become a Muslim they are in trouble with the king what did he stay where he is no وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَكْسَرْ مَجِنَةِ رَجْمِ يَسْءِ he came from far away at the end of the town running to come and prove that these people are on the right path and by the time he actually came he gave proofs that the earlier these earlier prophets themselves did not give so أَتَخِذُ مِنْ دُنْيَا آلِهَةً يُرِيدُ الرَّحْمَنُ بِذُرِّ الْبَاطِنِ أَنْ شَبَابٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُكْذِبُونَ How can I take another person from Allah? الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي Why would I not worship the one that created me? See, these are the things he told them. He created me and he is the only one who can give me benefit and who can cause me harm. Why would I not worship? Knowing the danger in it, this man left where he is in safety. Came to people that were good to him, the other prophets, and declared this, knowing that he is facing danger. This is why a person that is calling to the path of Allah should stand forth. You should stand firm. Nobody is saying that you should give yourself up to the king. But don't be seen to be with falsehood at any moment. And at the end of the day, this man couldn't have done it if he doesn't have a strong heart. But a strong heart that is also a caring heart. Look at the person of Allah, as strong as he is, to stay in Makkah, worshiping Allah, knowing what Allah has said. Everybody has gone on Hijrah, he was still staying. Yet, he was still so compassionate that he doesn't want anybody to be destroyed. Even when the issue of Badr came, and 70 people were killed, 70 were taken hostage. What to do with them? Sayyidina Umar was of the opinion, all of them should be killed. The Prophet was still very compassionate. And Allah said that. The opposition is too lenient. If not that, it has already come forward that we are not going to kill these people. This will have been a serious punishment for you because the Prophet is so compassionate. You have to be brave yet compassionate. Not that you are brave and then you want to harm people. No, you are brave to stand on your feet that this is the correct thing, yet you are compassionate. So, the hope. Rabbul Alam Masalan, up to the time that this Habib al-Najjar came, nothing could have given right to that except a strong heart. So, Allah now is telling these people, don't you see? Alam yaro, kama halakna. People that have been perished in centuries past, how can you see with your eyes? But Allah is asking us to imagine that as if we are seeing what happened at that time. Just like he asked that this example should be given to us, and we should listen to it and take it seriously. When you say in Arabic, "daraba" is to beat. And when a powerful example will set out, he said, "wadribnahum," as if you want to beat something in them for them to think properly. And what should anybody beat in you? It's your heart. That's why we have to develop our heart to be very strong. If our heart is strong, it will benefit the body itself and it will benefit our soul. This person that is asked to enter paradise now, he has died. Kira kulu jannata, kala ya leta kumi ya lamuna, bima kafara li rabbi wa ja'ala ni, ila mukramin. So if your heart is well developed, it will be able to benefit your body and it will also be able to benefit your soul. So here Allah is reminding us, asking the Prophet to ask them, Alam yarau, kamana naqabna minal quruni, qurun is centuries of nations that are past. Annahum la yarji'un, which of them did you see that came back? All of them that went on their walk. The one that was good is good. The one that is bad is bad. The ones that are bad, that are prominent up to now, we are talking about it. Where are there people to say we shouldn't say it? Who has not come to tell us, Firauna, we should not say anything bad about him? Who has not come and said we should not say something bad about Namrud? Who has not come and said he's going to defend Abu Jahl? Who has not come and said he's going to defend Abu Lahab? But the good people that at that time were seen not to be strong, like this Habib ibn Najjar, they are still the ones today we are talking about. The Sahabat of the Prophet Abu Huraira that were poor, they are still the ones we are talking about today. Even in this world, they are the ones that will remain. The wicked ones, when they are mentioned, it's not in a good light. Therefore, we should all take these lessons as this section is being rounded up, and Allah will go and also talk to us. Inna nahamluhi mawte wa naktub ma qaddam wa asarahum wa kulla shayin ahsaynaha bima mubin. Allah said he will bring back to life everything and whatever is in front of it that he has done, whatever he left behind as an example for people, or bad or good, Allah will bring it out of their judgment. Allah is going to start again now. And look at the whole creation itself that is serving to us as an example continuously until this example itself will finish, the whole world will finish, and then we will all be brought back. And he will also tell us, just like he told us there, Inna ja'alna fi anaqihim aghlalan fa hiya ila al-aqwal wa hum mukmahun. Why people don't listen to reasons? He's going to tell us again why some people, even in this world, looking at all these things, will not see it until the end of the surah. And then he will now console the Prophet Muhammad and tell us what will happen. So this is it. We are starting another section from here now.
وَإِنْ كُلٌّ لَمَا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ
وَإِنْ كُلٌّ لَمَا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. Allah is telling us, وَإِنْ كُلٌّ, these people that if the example were given, those that are the past, the past centuries, people that are there, even us that are here, those that are coming to us, وَإِنْ كُلٌّ, there is none. وَإِنْ كُلٌّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. All of them, جَمِيعٌ, all of them, they are going to be brought to be present in the day of judgment. We are just hearing now that they died. But Allah said, Inna nahannuhi mutin. This is it. All everyone is going to be brought back to account for his work. So if you know that you are going to be brought back to account for your work, then try to work on the hereafter. Sheikh Ibrahim used to say, Inna Allah ta'ala, say, Wama ja'alnaam jazdan la yakuluna ta'ama wa ma kanu khalidin. Allah said, we did not make them bodies that does not eat. Therefore, you have to work for what this your body will eat. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ, you are not going to stay here forever. Therefore, you have to work to where you are going to go to. You are just here in transit. What you are going to eat, look for it. But don't pay too much attention to forget that where you are going is more important than this your transit. وَآتُمْ لَهُمْ.
رأيت الأرض الميتة علينا وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون.
رأيت الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. Allah is now telling us, what will Allah Masalan? That parable has passed. For Ayatun Lahu, now Allah is saying, this is another sign for us. Ayatun Lahu, another sign, a sign for them. Ayatun Lahu al Abdul Mayita, is this earth that is dead? Ayatun Lahu al Abdul Mayita, Ayayayaha, that will bring to life. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا and we bring out of it after bringing it to life grains فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا يَأْكُلُونَ and from it they eat. When we say ayah in Arabic, it means several things. It means a miracle, a masterpiece, something that is outstanding, something that should be shown to people. When you say this person is an ayah, like when you say ayah to Allah, which means it's something to show that this is a miracle of Allah. So here Allah is telling us, this earth that you see dead and is burning, you cannot see anything on top of it again, is enough for us to know the miracle of Allah. We see it suddenly, rain is coming. Rain falls. Like now, everywhere is not green. Give next 2 weeks that rain fell now. You start seeing greenish coming, greenish coming. Out of it, animals are taking their food. You yourself, you come and take your food. After an animal, I have done. Which means, if your heart is alive, you can see it is fresh. You can see it will bear fruit. And from this fruit, you would eat out of it and others would eat out of it. That's why Allah is telling us that this act that we see all the time, we are talking over it, is a big miracle for us. Our food is from it. We are created from it. But we just pass by, we don't care. We don't pay attention. What is covering our face? What is it that is taking our attention? Longer throat. Greed. Looking at other people, paying attention, you want to be like other people. This one is having this kind of car, you want to have that kind of car. You have this kind of house, you want to have that kind of house. You have this kind of place, you want to have that. These are things covering you. Even though this act that you are working on daily and you are running on is a big sign. And when you say sign, sign post, like Imam Hassan says, it leads you somewhere. That's the sign post. Which is this act. If you study it well, it should lead you somewhere. Where should it lead you to? No. To the Creator of Allah. وَأَتُوا اللَّهُمْ أَبْدُ الْمَيْتَةِ عَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا لَيَا حَبًّا وَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ.
وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ.
وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. Allah is telling us, not only that does he produce grains that we eat, that tell them the prophet, women we ask them that they eat, this is also what we do. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل. We also from this earth produce for you gardens of date palms, or of palms generally. وأعناب, and gardens of grapevines. وَجَرْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ. And we cause to spring out of this earth springs of water that is sweet. مِنَ الْعُيُونِ. Uyun is water that is clear. All of us today, we are taking dates when we are getting fast. Before this date that we are now, everybody is now going to buy to break fast, because it is the sunnah of the Prophet. We break our fast
We date because it's the Sunnah of the Prophet. It's not because what scientists say. Yes, what the scientists say, it is true that date is very medicinal, it has good sugar content that will not cause diabetes, yet it will make you to recover your energy fast. But why Muslims eat it when they are breaking their fast is because the Prophet used to eat it when he breaks his fast. That is it. So you find a lot of people who are not Muslims who are eating date because of the reason the scientists say, yeah, it will do that work for their body. But for the Muslim, it will do the work for their body and it will also make them to be with their Prophet the time they are taking it, because they remember that this is what the Prophet used to break his fast with. These days, at the time of the Prophet, it's only there you have it. But because the Muslims, their effort to follow the tradition of the Prophet, look at how Allah has spread date today. All over the world, you have seen dates. All over the world. Some 50 years ago, we were able to get it to buy. But look at it today, everywhere. وَقَوَاتِنْ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ هَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ. So you now have gardens of dates. In Nigeria, in several countries, you have them. وَأَعْنَابٍ. And the same thing with grape vines. Even Nigeria today, you have a lot of grape vines. وَقَوَاتِنْ لَهُمُ مِنْ الْأُيُونِ. And we make clear water to spring out. Today, in those days, look at what happens. You have to either get tap water, water. And the other tap water in Nigeria was around 1965. In people like places like Ibadan and Lagos. At that time, you use well. When you can't get well, you have to go far into the stream to go and fetch water. Today, close to everybody's houses, you have your own home. And like I said, all this are signs for you. This water that is coming every year, it will fill the earth, it will pass. Some will go to the river, some will sink into the ground. Allah is the one who keeps it there and store it for you. You now dig a borehole, the water will come out. All these ones, they are not enough signs for you. And you find that Allah is always using dates as an example for a mu'min. Or for us Muslims. Because what is the Bible itself? There is one plant that is like a moon. So what is this plant? The day it was set, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar was there. He was shy to answer because he did not see any of the big people that are there talking. Later on, the Prophet ﷺ said, it is the date. When he went home, he told the father, he said, look at what the Prophet asked. It occurred to me it's a date. That's the answer. But I didn't want to say it out of shyness because of the people that are there. The father said, had you said it there, it would have been better for me than for me to hear that you own the whole world and what is there. It's inside. Because the date, there is nothing in it that is useless. Everything in it is useful. And the leaves are green throughout. You take the date itself, the flesh is medicine, is food. Inside it is also food, it's also medicine. You can burn it, grind it, they use it for the eyes, and it's also medicine. Everything about date is medicine. It's for me to a lot of people take their natural sugar from. You now have people that dry date and make it into granular forms like sugar. But they are very costly, of course. But a time will come, all these things will become easy and to be at easy access. So Allah is telling us that out of it, these gardens we saw in the sea of dates, these gardens we see of grapes, and this water that is coming out all the time that is clear, all these things, each of them are enough signs for you to take you back to Allah.
لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. Allah said, I brought this thing out all لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ, so they will eat out of the fruits thereof. وَمَا عَمِلَتُ أَيْدِيهِمْ, and what their hand has done, or their hand did not do it. The two meaning is there. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, are they not grateful to Allah? Will they not be grateful to Allah? Here, لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ, till today, has human being been able to eat anything out of what he made that is not Allah that made? وَعَدِ اللَّهُ الْعَقْرِ مَيْجَةِ آيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَاهَا حَبًّا كُمِهِمْ يَأْكُلُونَ. You just go and you plant it. Are you the one that caused it to germinate? Are you the one that caused it to grow? Are you the one that bring the fruit out? Allah did all those. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, it's not their hand that did it. Is it you that did it? You planted the date. Are you the one that caused it to grow? Before the date, it will be a lifetime before it starts to germinate. Now, 2 years, 3 years, these dates are germinating in your presence. Is it your own? Then, if you say, Wama aminatu ehihim, and what their hands do, like from date, you can make juice. From grape, you make juice. From other fruits, you make juice. It's you that make it. But even though you make all these juice, who gave you the intelligence to be able to extract it out? Wouldn't you be a grateful servant? This is Allah that created you. But before He created you, He brought to the world what you are going to eat, what you are going to survive on, what you need. Everything He made it before He created you. Should you be grateful to Him? You know when you came to the world, Father, you needed something that He started doing for you. Everything you needed. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ. Allah said, everything in the environment He has subjected to work for you. Everything on earth He subjected to work for you. You can see the fruit that is coming out. The child that is not born, He will just come to meet it. They eat out of it. He has been eating before He even grew up to even reason. Now that He started reasoning, instead of you to turn your attention to what Allah has been giving you and show thanks, you take it as for granted. Because all of us, the air we are breathing, people take it for granted. Water we are taking, people take it for granted. Food that we are eating, people take it for granted. That's why out of the mercy of Allah, sometimes He brings trouble. Out of His mercy. Out of the mercy of Allah, sometimes He brings zilzal. That is, you have earthquake. Out of His mercy sometimes He brings war. It's out of His mercy. For you to know that you are not the one in control, you are not in charge. Because how many of us eat, and when you are going to eat, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then when you finish it, you say Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alna min al-Muslimin. How many of us does that? When you are going to eat, in the name of Allah. And when you are eating, you know Allah is the one that gave you this. You just feel, it's my money, I bought it. But who produced it? The money itself, who gave you? You want to eat it? Okay. The mouth that you are going to use to eat it with, the tongue that tastes it, the teeth that grinds it, who gave it to you? Sometimes if you see another fellow of yours, you say, I'm having a teeth problem. They go and remove the teeth. He has only to grind it, they have to grind it for him before he eats. That is one of the reasons we see with us here, particularly in Black Africa, we have a lot of food that is just swallowed. So the teeth cannot grind it, but you can swallow. It's already grinded. Or you just drink. The child has no teeth, but the milk is complete food. All it just needs to do is to drink it. All this is Allah that gives it to you. You don't sit down to stand and see that this is what He gives to you. So sometimes Allah will bring drought. When there is drought, you don't have food, then you are bound to know now that you are not in charge of this food. When there is no water sometimes, you have to now, be begging and give us water. You now know you are not the one in charge of the water. Sometimes you go and dig borehole, water does not come out. You now know there are places with water and there are places without water. So all these calamities that we call calamities sometimes, Allah brings it so that He can return us back to the past. Because the human being thinks that He is in charge of everything. Whenever he has money, he thinks he is the one who has it. Whenever he is healthy, he thinks he is the one who has health. What do you have? Even your health, even the taste, even the body. The major elements that the body is composed of, there are six major ones at least. Which one of them do you make? Whether it's the carbon, or the hydrogen, or the phosphorus, the potassium, all this, the major elements your body is composed of, which one do you make? Let us be thankful to Allah. When we see, let's be thankful to Allah. When we hear, let's be thankful to Allah. When we eat, let's be thankful to Allah. Let's use our heart to think about all the things that Allah is giving to us.
سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. سبحان الله far away is removed from any deficiency, any imperfection. Allah is perfect. Subhan. Allah is the one خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا that created fear of everything مِنْ مَاتٌ بِتُ الْأَرْضِ out of what the earth brings forth مِنْ مَاتٌ بِتُ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ and out of themselves He brings, makes them in fear وَمِنْ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ and so many other things that they don't know. Whenever you hear the word Subhan, it means the miracle is too much for you to comprehend, and only Allah can do it. So you are not the one that creates whatever is coming from the earth. Think about it. You are not the one that created the other wife you went to marry, and you are so happy marrying her, and she is producing children for you. You are not the one. Even the children that came out of it, you are not the one. Subhanallah, khalaqa al-azwaja kullaha mimma tunbitu lakum. وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ and so many other things you don't know. Allah created them in pairs, in pairs, in pairs. If you see anything that is single, you don't know it's there, go and find out. It has to be there. That's why you see Adam, he has no father, he has no mother. What is his pair? The pair of Adam and his children. They have their father and they have their mother. You see, Eve, Hawa, she has a father, she has no mother. Does she have a pair? Yes. Look at Jesus Christ. She has a mother, she has no father. That's why everything comes out in pair. If you don't know the pair, go and find out. Everything that Allah created, He created in pair. Subhanallah, khalaqa al-azwaja kullaha. Whenever you say Subhana, Subhana is tanzeehi. That is purifying yourself, trying to purify the name of Allah from anything. There's something that is like Allah. That's why this that this was there before we were created. And whenever Allah will use it, like when we are talking about Israel on Miraj, Allah will open the chapter by saying, Subhanallahi aslay bi abdihi. Far away is removed from imperfection and incapacity. The one that did Israel by his servants, of his servants. That's why those of them who call themselves Muslims and are trying to make an interpretation that Isra and Miraj is not with the body or is not with this. This way you say. Allah said, Subhanallahi, this one that did it is far away from imperfection and incapability. Are you saying Allah is capable? So all this creation, Allah did them, He is capable. And they come, you see perfection in them, that perfection is from Allah. Sometimes Allah shows you imperfection in them. That is also a show of perfection from Allah. مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ And there are so many other things that Allah created in pairs that you don't know. Allah knows them. Sometimes we come to know them. Sometimes we are not able to know them until we leave the world. Anytime you are hearing, it has an opposite. What's the opposite of hearing? The one that is talking. Anytime that you are seeing, it has an opposite. What is the opposite? What you are able to see. If light does not show on that thing that you are able to see, your eyes will not be able to see. If the wavelength that the person is talking does not come within your wavelength, you will not be able to hear. That's why the radio is talking, the television is talking, you can't hear. Until we are able to get an equipment or an instrument that can take that wavelength and transmit it to us. Even as we are saying now, there are so many messages passing by. Angels are talking, demons are passing by, so many messages are passing, but it's not within a wavelength. Then CNN, BBC, they are also passing their own messages. It's not within a wavelength. But if you have the correct instrument and you put it, then it will be able to bring it down to your wavelength. That's why this is your heart. Work on it. Make it to be free. Subhana. Purify for Allah. Then you should be able to get other messages that other people are not getting. Just like if you are able to have some wealth, you have money, you buy television, you put satellite, you get messages that other people are not getting. The same way, if you develop yourself and your heart is developed, you get messages that other people are not getting. And so many other things that they don't know. There are some Sahaba that see angels when the Prophet was alive. There are some that see angels after the Prophet has. Was no more there. It's not miracle. It's Allah that gave them the miracle. They are not the ones that performed the miracle. Allah is the one that gave them the miracle because of what their body constituents was able to arrive at. So let us all try to purify our hearts so that we can get other wavelengths that we don't have.
فإذا هم مسلمون
وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مسلمون. Allah is also telling us there are other signs that all of us should look at. Every day we wake up, we go to sleep. Allah is saying وآية لهم الليل, another sign for them, another miracle and a masterpiece that they should pay attention to. Not to themselves. Layu, this night. This night that you see every day is a big miracle. Naslam minun nahar. How do you get the night? You take the day off it gently. Gently. Faylam Muslim, suddenly it is dark, picked up. Look back. Most of these things that Allah according I have, people are not seeing it because you have allowed others to take your attention away. If children come to this university, for example, there is the social center, there is the gymnasium, the football pitch, so many things. It was not put there for them to take their attention away. It is put there so when they are tired, it can allow them to rest. But some people now pay so much attention to this thing, it takes their attention away from Allah and from those around them. Just like these students, they come, some of them forget they are in social center all the time. Some are in the field. Some, it is not even this one that was provided for them. It is their counterpart that came to the university, the women they are just looking at. It takes their attention and they don't look at their books and think they pay. So everybody should try to reduce what takes attention away from you, takes you away from Allah. Reduce it. Don't insist. You must pay attention to any other thing. Where Iyad was Iyad and the Sheikh is saying, Where Iyad, he said, it is, I'm warning you to take your attention away from everything. Iyad is the spirit of Judy Kahu. If you want to, with the secret in this world, you want to meet that secret first of all. Take your attention from every other thing. Today you are the one, you are here. You are the one, you are there. Your attention is there. Your attention is there. When is your heart free to contemplate on Allah and Prophet? So that's why Allah is saying this is a miracle. People are not seeing it. You are in the daytime. Is anybody putting on flashlight now? Is anybody putting up fluorescent lights? Suddenly, gently, gently, the evening is coming. Gently, gently. Before this sun that came with energy, it came up in the morning, early, with cool air. What's the way it is at pass? The air is so cool, you can breathe it as if it will enter your body, because part of the food we take is air. This air you're taking is food. Then, suddenly it becomes a lot of energy. That energy will benefit you. You dry your teeth. You run your turbines with it. You run your electricity with it. You now have solar panels to charge your batteries. Then later, this energy will decrease. Then, the light will start going. Then, the night will come. You will now be in need of a lamp to see. You will now be in need of a torchlight to go. If you are to come out in that night now, you are not afraid. When you come out in the day, confidently, you are not afraid to come out. It is then those people that are planning evil want to come out. That's why I used to tell people, if thieves will come out at night, witchcraft will come and go to their own parties at night, the politicians will gather at night, you to stand up at night in front of animals. If you don't make your heart to be free of a lot of things, you will not be able to appreciate a lot of miracles of Allah. This day and night is a big miracle. That's what Allah Himself is saying for. For ayatun lahum. This is a big miracle for them, a sign for them that can lead them to Allah. Laylul aslam minhum nahar. This night that we got by skinning the day, fa'ilam muslimun. Until suddenly they are pitched that. When they are pitched that, they should remember Allah. That's why people say when you go to sleep, put off your light. The Prophet has said it, but people don't take it. But who now knows that it's better for you to put off your light when you go to sleep? And if you don't put off your light, there are things in your body that will not be at rest. Because somebody used to say, whenever you go to sleep, put off the lamp. All the bolts in your house, put them upside down. Don't leave them open. We follow it. We don't want to know the reasons. If we know the reason, fine. But the Prophet says so, we have to do it. I used to tell somebody, don't leave your light on. No, I need it. The Prophet said, put up your light. Yes. What do you want to see? When he says, put up your light when you go to sleep. Yes. If you are so afraid, leave the security light on. The same, only sunlight will come tomorrow, and you're not afraid of that night again. There is a lot to learn from day and night. There is a Muslim.
والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم
والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والشمس this sun that you see تجري is running تجري لمستقر لها is running to a definite position that Allah has asked it to go to. Zalika, this running that the sun is moving, Tabdeel Azim Alim, is defined definitely by the one that knows and the one that is powerful to do it. Allah Aziz Alim. He is mighty, he is powerful, and he can do what he wants to do. We used to say that Allah is telling us the sun is running. The same way the sun is running, the earth is running. But Allah is talking to us. So from our relativity, we see the sun moving. That's relativity. Just like when you are in the car sometimes, you see yourself moving, not the car. Particularly when your car stops and the car by is still moving, you think that you are the one moving. You will even be afraid. That's relativity. But if not, this earth is moving around the sun as part of its planet. And the sun is the size itself that is generating the light and the energy. And we said this movement is about 100,000 kilometers per hour. And you don't feel it. Allah said he has put weights of mountain so that you don't shake. Like you put in your car, but when you are running, it doesn't shake. You lay shaking, let me go and balance it. Allah has balanced it well. And this world itself is rotating on its axis at close to 2,000 kilometers an hour. That way, that from the speed of the rotation, you are able to get the whole day. If you face the sun one time, it will not face the sun one time. And since the movement is elliptical, not circular, as Allah has designed it, sometimes you are closer to the sun, you have the summer. Things are dry. Sometimes you are farther away from the sun, it is rainy season, things are wet. If it was circular, then permanently things will either be continuously dry or they will be continuously wet. All these are rahmah of Allah, that some of it we did not discover, we are just discovering. And then, a lot that we don't know that we have to discover. The one that created all this for you, but not for yourself. Is he the one you should worship? Or yourself? Because for people, this body that is given to them to serve them, they are so taken away by it that they forget that the body was given to them to serve them. You have to dare to control your body. But because you enjoy eating, you just go to your tent. What am I going to eat today? What am I going to do for it? The time you take in preparing this, the time you take in looking for it, you don't take that time in reading the Quran. The time somebody is there, he just bought a new car, or a new car was given to him, he can spend 1 hour washing that car, cleaning inside, perfuming it. How many times has he cleaned where it's clean? How many times has he perfumed where it's staying to clean? If you ask him to go and do lazim of 5 minutes, of 10 minutes, he says bid'ah. If you are lazy, say you are lazy. You cannot devote your time to Allah that created you and gave you all this. Is this your body that bothers you? You want to look fresh. You want your clothes to be like this. All this are what is taking our attention from. This body. The body is meant to serve us. Let it serve you. Your car is meant to serve you. Let it serve you. Yes, you can use your car for adornment. Yes, your body can be an adornment. But don't let it take away your attention from the real purpose of the car. No matter how beautiful a car is, if it is spoiled and you can't take it out, it's useless. The purpose of a car is to take you to your destination, apart from being an adornment. The purpose of your body is to take you to your destination, apart from being an adornment. Where is your destination? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. It's to take you to Allah. So let us work on our body so it takes us to Allah. Let us just enjoy the good part of it and forget that it has a purpose. وَالشَّمْ تَجِيرِ مُسَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيرٍ عَلِيمٍ. As the sun is running in the Milky Way galaxy of over 200 kilometers per minute or per second, 200 kilometers per second, as we too should also be running to Allah. We too, it's reminding us we should run to Allah. The sun that is created for us is running. The earth that we are on is running. Why are we waiting? That's what Allah is telling the Quran. Run to Allah. Brothers, she tell us. He is warning us. Let us run to Allah. Let us wait. You can't be staying in one place. And how many surahs did you memorize? I have memorized from last week to now. Which one did you have? Nothing. How many surahs did you make on the Prophet? Oh, I used to make 10. 10. From last week to now, how many did you have? Nothing. All these things we should be very careful. Let us learn to be getting close to Allah all the time, and in doing it, let us run. If we are running, let's remember that Al-Aziz Al-Aleem is the one that created us. Allah has might and has knowledge. Allah will need his might to get us to where we want to get to. All he needs from us is good intention. That's all he needs from us. And standing up to do it. Kunu kawani lillahi shuhada ala fis. All he wants to stand up to Allah.
وَالْقَمَرُ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْأُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ.
القمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون الكريم. Even the moon, Allah is saying, والقمر and the moon قدرناه منازل, we have set up a path for it to follow. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون الكريم, until it will come back to us just looking like a tiny old, symbol like this, crescent. And really, because the moon is a planet going around the earth, and it's going wherever you are, you can only see it. It takes 30 days or 29 days to go around. If it takes 29 days, if you hide by 2 days, 2 nights, then we'll see it again. If it's 30 days to hide by 1 night, then you see it again. And all this Allah subjected it to us. This moon has a lot of play in our lives that we don't know. Apart from telling us to be able to count months, before calculation came, how do we know how many months a year has passed? It's only the month we are able to count. Because we did not read a height, but anytime the moon comes, we are able to come, the moon has come. When it comes again, it has come. Until it's struck, we know it's a year. So Allah gives our worship based on sighting of the moon. So you don't have to read and write to count that. That's all our annual worship. But our daily worship, Allah gives it on the sun. You don't have to calculate. You don't have to have satellite or clock. When it is down, you know. When the sun has come out, you know. When the sun has come to the zenith and passed it, you know. When the sun has given you shadow of yourself 2 times, you know. When the sun has entered the horizon, you know. You don't need all these things. But today we are using handsets, we are using satellites because they are convenient. If not, Allah has already made it. Whether you read or you don't read, you can be able to know the time of prayers in the day, and you can be able to know the time of Ramadan and Hajj in the year, using the moon. And just like this, the sun has a lot of role to play by giving us energy to carry out some of our duties in the daytime, the moon also gives energy spiritually to carry out some of the duties at night. There are people that can't stay under the moon. If they stay under the moonlight, it will have serious effect on them. All this Allah is telling us, وَلْكَمَا رُقَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلًا حَتَّى عَادَكَ الْعُرْجُونُ الْكَرِيمُ. All this Allah says, they are His signs. Let's study them. Today, astronomy is being studied by people. They are studying it because of the fancy in it. Allah is asking us to study it because of the fact that there are miracles that lead back to Allah. Sheikh Ibrahim Nabi said, whenever Allah is going to identify Himself, the first thing He asks us to look at is the heavens. To look at the firmament, to look at the sun, to look at the moon, we must study them to know the miracles that are attached to them. Let's not our attention be taken to only what we are eating, what we are drinking, what we are wearing only. As it starts, it goes big, it ends. That's how every child will start and go big and end. You start, you are not strong. Later on, you become very strong. You are intelligent. Everybody can see the light in you. Later on, it will start dimming, and later on, you will end. All these are signs. Let us learn from it. لا شمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. The way Allah has done His world, He has created the firmament up, subjected them to serve us, but did not allow us to have any control over them. The earth subjected them to serve us and allow us to have control over them. That is why we can distort anything we want on earth. We cannot do that in the moment. لَا شَمْسِ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ It is not for the sun to overtake the moon. And it is not for the night. And it is not for the night to overtake the day. Each of them has their defined path that they follow. If Allah has had allowed us to have control over the planet, what do you think will happen? Some people say, delay the day, I want the day to be long because I'm having a party and I have not finished. It's not for play matter. Nobody, Allah has not permitted that the day should be delayed for except for his last one. He is the only one. When he said, Sayyidina Ali, and Sayyidina Ali came, and he had not paid us, and he said, the sun is entering, the sun should come back. And he paid his asset, and then the sun went. Nobody has ever been permitted to have control over the moon except the person that comes. When the Arabs went to him, they said, you say you are the prophet, you have miracle. Yes, we see the miracle in the Quran, but it's witchcraft. All you can do it is on the earth. Do it in the heaven, let us see. So what do I do in the heaven that you want to see? He said, if you like, command the moon to do something. First of all, said, moon, break it to you. When it broke into two, they saw it, it's a kite. This is the witch, we don't believe it. Until we wait. They waited. People that came from Jordan admitted that they saw what they had not seen. They saw half of the moon in one part and half of the moon in the other part, 2 hours late. And when the astronomers went to the moon, they saw the effect of that crack. When the astronomers went to the moon, they saw the effect of that crack. Nobody has ever been permitted to have control over the firmament except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If humans are allowed, the way we are spoiling the earth now, we are destroying the forests, we are destroying the animals, we are changing the plants, we are bringing genetically modified organs, we are saying we want hybrids, that's the way we have to do to the sun and the moon. Have you ever seen one day, the time for the sun to come, to rise, is not right? The time for it to set, it did not set. The time we are expecting the moon, have we ever sat down? We are expecting Ramadan crescent to come out. We waited 5 days before it came out. It came out within the day we are expecting it. Within the time we are expecting it. We even know the direction. The sun, we know the direction it comes out. That direction will shift. About 360 spaces. That if you mark, you will know exactly when the sun is going to come out the next day. It shifts, it's not just in one place. It shifts in a small band. All this, it doesn't fail. La shamsu yanbaghi laha an tudrika al-qamar wa la layl sabiqu an-nahar wa kullu falakin yasbahun. Why? Zalika taqdeerul azeez al-aleem. That is what the limit that is set by the one that is mighty, by the one that is capable, and the one that has knowledge. He knows each of these has its own benefit. It may not benefit you, it's benefiting others. But it's meant to benefit the universe from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. So all of us, let us study this and see the miracles in all these things. So may Allah remove the cover on our eyes.
Salaam alaikum sir. Can you please explain how marriage is one of the two activities that will be done in our time? Thank you.
This is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. But the easiest thing to know is that these are the only two things that were there before Adam was sent to the world. Marriage was done in paradise between Adam and Hawa. And gratitude was shown to Allah in paradise before Adam and Hawa were sent down. These were the two things. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. The ages were glorifying Allah, were attacking Allah. Adam himself thanked Allah, glorified Allah before they were sent to the earth. It's when they were sent to the earth, they need to look for their food, that Allah put all these things as intermediaries between them and Allah. Since they put intermediaries between themselves and Allah. Before, Adam was receiving directly from Allah. No intermediary, not even the angels. But he was asked, don't touch Walata Kabaha and Shadarata, Patakuna Minazahim. Then they touched it. By then they touched it, immediately the veil that was on them got removed. Another veil had to be set put it. Because the light was their veil. This light is from them. And by going to do what Allah asked them not to do, they lost the light. So suddenly they saw themselves naked. Before the angel, before everybody. They now had to look for what to cover themselves. By covering themselves, they now also covered the light that Allah, that is between them and Allah. That's why I explained the other day, I said, Sheikh said, Fadak Ankanukutan, Bainu Bainu Zahiru, Binaktukan Bainu Sara Laka Bainu. You have clear thoughts. Look at a child that is growing up. Pure, sincere. Until later on, he starts to know that people tell lies and he too will start telling lies. He is denied something and he starts stealing. So the only thing that will remain is what was there before we came to the world. What was there before we came to the world is marriage and the saying of Alhamdulillah, thanking Allah all the time. After this world finishes, what will also remain is these two things. That's how what Sheikh Ibrahim said, and he is our proof in anything we say. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah remove veil from our eyes, remove veil from our hearts, remove veil from us, that we can witness the presence of Allah. We can witness the presence of the Prophet last night. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah strengthen our resolve. May Allah provide us with what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to live, what we are going to write. May Allah increase our faith. May Allah increase our love for the Prophet last night. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive all of us in this Ramadan as we are praying. May Allah answer all our prayers. May Allah strengthen our country. All those intending evil in our country, may Allah weaken them. All those intending evil for Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah strengthen all those that are strengthening Islam. May Allah make Islam to be strong in this country. May Allah make people of the truth to override people of falsehood in this our country. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May He reward our sheikhs and all the Sahaba. May Allah make us to end this world with Kalima. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المعوذ بالفرق الخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين